AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Russia's invasion of Ukraine draws protesters to the UN.
Keep Russia out! Keep Russia out!
General Assembly, holding a debate, will vote later this week on a resolution that demands Russia immediately stop its attack and withdraw all troops and urges an immediate peaceful resolution through dialogue and negotiations. It deplores what it calls Russia's aggression and the involvement of Belarus, which is siding with Moscow. Even as the debate got underway, the Biden administration announced the expulsion of Russian diplomats at the UN for spying on the U.S.
The United States informed the United Nations and the Russian mission to the United Nations that we were beginning the process of expelling 12 intelligence operatives from the Russian mission who had abused their privileges of residency in the United States by engaging in espionage activities that are adverse to our national security.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Negotiators for Ukraine and Russia met for some 5 hours today. They agreed to continue talking. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russian forces are trying to get to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
What we also have seen is Ukrainians resisting quite effectively around Kyiv and continuously. They have made it a tough slog for the Russians to move further south.
Russian President Vladimir Putin puts air and sea nuclear forces on high alert, a move Kirby says wasn't necessary.
Mr. Putin still has at his disposal significant combat power. He hasn't moved all of it into Ukraine, but he's moved the majority of it. He still has a lot that he hasn't moved into Ukraine.
Social media video from Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, shows residential areas being shelled. In Moscow, people lined up to withdraw cash as international sanctions drive up prices across the country. This is AP News. President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris welcomed black leaders to the White House to mark Black History Month. Harris talked about those at the gathering, including members of the Congressional Black Caucus, state and local elected officials, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and other community leaders standing on the shoulders of those who came before them, writing the history of black excellence.
This Black History Month, let us recommit to honoring their legacy with action. Let us continue their fight and our fight for justice and equality and opportunity for all.
The Arizona Republican Party challenges the legality of the state's no-excuse absentee balloting system that's been in place for more than 30 years. GOP lawyers in their filing with the Arizona Supreme Court claim in-person voting at the polls on Election Day is the only constitutional manner of voting in Arizona. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.